yes I do. And there isn't one thing, darling, I would not do for you. You know I want you, Cece. I need you by my side. Cece Rider, keep me satisfied.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Hour 47, question 8. A comedy skit included on a television variety show was the basis for a 15-minute comedy series about the challenges of a married couple who happened to be married in real life. The fact that they are married in real was noted at the end of each episode. What are the last names of the husband and wife team who starred in this 15-minute comedy series? Remember, we want their performing names. The answer is Lemon and Stone. The answer is Lemon and Stone.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital on Highway 10 East, with over 30 years of care to pets and their owners. Our compassionate staff provides quality medicine and surgery to help you with all your small animal concerns. What's up, Doc?
Good afternoon. With 90FM News, I'm Dana Sheffin. A South Florida man has been jogging backwards for years to stay healthy, but now his exercise regime has him running into some trouble with the law. A recent run resulted in a call to 911. He's like running backwards in the middle of the street and zigzagging through all the lanes. I just want you to pick him up before he gets himself killed. The result, a $77.50 citation for obstructing traffic. I'll have a look at the central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients. Featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association will remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a plan. At Travel Guard, we offer employees the tools and opportunities to achieve. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
In central Wisconsin weather, it's 40 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values for hour 46 and question one of hour 48 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the trivia focus? There's always supposed to be a trivia focus.
Hey, Doc, this is Mikey from 90FM. Would you like to do a trivia focus?
Yeah, I would love to do a focus with you, Mean Gene.
What's your team name?
We are Dead Girls Don't Say No.
Oh, and how'd you get that team name, if I dare ask?
I think it comes from a song title from Cradle of Filth, a band our team might like.
So what's up, Doc?
What's up, Doc? I don't know. The Dead Girls happen to be what is up on this fine Trivia 44.
What Looney Tune character best describes your team and why? why?
Oh, probably Daffy Duck.
Okay, and why?
Because we like to swim.
Very good. If you were Pepe Le Pew, how would you seduce others?
How would I seduce others?
Yeah.
We've come to the conclusion that we're disgusting, hideous beings that are incapable of attracting females on our own, with much like Pepe Le Pew. So, I don't know, maybe he could learn from our strategies.
Wile E. Coyote uses acne products to try to catch the Roadrunner. What acne products would you use if you had the chance?
I happen to be a fan of the portable hole myself. Like, a lot of times, I just store stuff in there. Fire to light Jim Oliva on.
You rub a lamp and Jim Oliva comes out. What do you ask for?
What do I ask for him to go away?
Artificial intelligence takes over the world. Will you fight on the side of humanity or submit to your machine overlords?
Well, we happen to be the machine overlords, so, watch out.
All right, well, what's the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
Probably WWST. That's a good radio station. I like it.
All right.
Todd James, Metal Thunder. Number one.
For Trivia Focus, I'm Mikey. Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Trivia Focus is provided by Dairyland Cycle Insurance, a Century Insurance company. To find a local Dairyland Cycle agent or get a quote, visit DairylandCycle.com or call 1-866-324-7952.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi, available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, Point Nude Beach Summer Wheat Ale is back in season. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for hour 47 is Seven Lords Alayan. Once again, the winner of that grocery bag giveaway is Seven Lords Alayan. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. Team standings as of hour 46 in fifth place with 6,405 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In fourth place with 6,925 points is Tin Man. In third place with 7,475 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In second place with 8,255 points is Dad's Computers, 35 Years of Trivia. And in first place with 9,000 points is Festivus for the Rest of Us. Here are the point values for questions in hour 46. Question 1 is worth 20 points. Question 2 is worth 20 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 185 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 15 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. Once again, the point values for questions in hour 46. Question 1 is worth 20 points. Question 2 is worth 20 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 185 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 15 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. Question 1 of hour 48, Trivia 44, that's not all, folks. What is the name of the junior high school attended by fictional character Gumball Watterson? Once again, what is the name of the junior high school attended by fictional character Gumball Watterson? Good luck.
Sur mon lit à bouffer sa langue en buvant grand mon whisky. Quant à moi, peu dormi, vide et bris, mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. Ouh-ouh-ouh. En quatre couleurs. Allez hop, un matin, une louloute est venue chez moi, poupée de cellophane, cheveux chinois, un sparadrap, une gueule de bois.
48, question one, what is the name of the junior high school attended by fictional character Gumball Watterson? Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Hour 48, question one. What is the name of the junior high school attended by fictional character Gumball Watterson? The answer is Elmore Junior High. The answer is Elmore Junior High. Time for Trivia Stone Group B, clue number 11. This is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number 11. From where you are now, turn left, go past the plows. Now turn left, go past the deer end fence, go past the identical houses and the penguin colony. Now turn right, go past the rabbit, the family of three, the well, the yellow slides, the hummingbird, and the old time wagon. Now turn right, go past the birds, the yellow raincoat wearing bearded man and the stairs. Now turn right. Continue down the road and pick up your third Trivia Stone stamp. You have 45 minutes from now to pick up your third Trivia Stone stamp. I'll repeat that for you. This is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number 11. From where you are now, turn left, go past the plows. Now turn left, go past the deer and fence. Now past the identical houses and the penguin colony. Now turn right, go past the rabbit, the family of three, the well, the yellow slides, the hummingbird, and the old-time wagon. Now turn right, go past the birds, the yellow raincoat wearing, bearded man, and the stairs. Now turn right, continue down the road, and pick up your third Trivia Stone stamp. You have 45 minutes from now to pick up your third Trivia Stone stamp. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible from grants from the Noel Group, taking trivia to a career path. The Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition, Galaxy Comics, games, and more. Your Dart and Disc Golf Supply Headquarters, 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Hoffman's Hobbies Sports, season to season, year to year. When it comes to sports, you'll find it here. Cops Market in two locations, 1500 Pinecrest Avenue, Stevens Point, and 1850 Plover Road, Plover. Hour 48, question 2. Suppose you were in an automobile accident and wanted your insurance agent, Kevin, to help you. Call in and sing the short tune, "You Need to Get Kevin to Magically Appear." Hour 48, question 2. Suppose you were in an automobile accident and wanted your insurance agent, Kevin, to help you. Call in and sing the short tune you need to get Kevin to magically appear.
Two girls for every boy. I've got a 34 wagon, we call it a Woody. Dirty City, here we come. You know it's not a dirty cherry, it's an oldie but a goodie. Dirty City, here we come. Well, it ain't got a backseat or a rear window, but it still gets me where I wanna go.
Hour 48, question 2. Suppose you were in an automobile accident and wanted your insurance agent, Kevin, to help you. Call in and sing the short tune, "You'll Need to Get Kevin to Magically Appear." Hour 48, question two. Hour 48, question two. Suppose you were in an automobile accident and wanted your insurance agent, Kevin, to help you. Call in and sing the short tune you need to get Kevin to magically appear. Help you call in and sing the short tune to get Kevin to magically appear.
My grandpa, and he keeps on dancing. He's still alive. My grandma, she's 92. She loves to dance and sing too. I don't know, but I've been told if you keep on dancing, you'll never grow old. Come on, darling. Put a pretty dress on, we're gonna go out tonight. Dance, whoa, not long. I'm a hardworking man, I'm a son of a gun. I've been working all week in the noonday sun. The woods in the kitchen and the cows in the barn, I'm all cleaned up and my chores are all done. Take my hand and come along, let's go out and have some fun. Darling, put a pretty dress on, we're gonna go out tonight.
say you're my honey pumpkin, Bobby, you're my heart's delight. Don't you want to go out tonight? You're such a pretty lady, you're such a sweet girl. When you dance, it brightens up my world. Come on, darling, put a pretty dress on. We're gonna go out tonight. Dance, dance, dance. Dance, dance, dance. Dance, dance, dance.
Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. Hour 48, question 2. Suppose you were in an automobile accident and you wanted your insurance agent, Kevin, to help you. Call in and sing the short tune. You need to get Kevin to magically appear.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Could you repeat that one?
Nope.
All right. All right. Hour 48, question 3. The most famous of all White House tours was given by Jackie Kennedy. Viewers were amazed as she guided them through the elegantly decorated White House. More recently, a fictional character decided to give guided tours of the White House. The character left a lot to be desired in this tour as he mistakenly identified a bust of Theodore Roosevelt as being Wilfred Brimley. What is the first and last name of this character? Hour 48, question 3. What the most famous of all White House tours was given by Jackie Kennedy. Viewers were amazed as she guided them through the elegantly decorated White House. More recently, a fictional character decided to give guided tours of the White House. This character left a lot to be desired in his tour as he mistakenly identified a bust of Theodore Roosevelt as being Wilfred Brimley. What is the first and the last name of this character? Hour 48, question 3. The most famous of all White House tours was given by Jackie Kennedy. Viewers were amazed as she guided them through the elegantly decorated White House. More recently,
A fictional character decided to give tours of the White House. This character left a lot to be desired in his tour as he mistakenly identified a bust of Theodore Roosevelt as being Wilford Brimley. What is the first and last name of this character?
Down in the back, phones down in the back. Hour 48, question 3. The most famous of all White House tours was given by Jackie Kennedy. Viewers were amazed as she guided them through the elegantly decorated White House. More recently, a fictional character decided to give guided tours of the White House. This character left a lot to be desired in his tour as he mistakenly identified a bust of Theodore Roosevelt as being Wilford Brimley. What is the first and last name of this character? The answer is Sandridge Gilchrist. The answer is Sandridge Gilchrist.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And success. Everybody wants it. With the right tools and opportunities, you can achieve it. The time is right. The time is now. It's success-inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
Hour 48, question 4. When comic book character Crazy Cat adopts the persona of Don Quixote, he decides to guard a temporarily vacated candy company. At the same time, a villain plans a raid on that company. What is the last name of that nasty villain? Hour 48, question 4. When comic book character Crazy Cat adopts the persona of Don Quixote, he decides to guard a temporarily vacated candy company. At the same time, a villain plans a raid on that company. What is the last name of that nasty villain?
Matchbox holding my clothes. I ain't got no matches, but I sure got a long way to go. I'm an old poor boy and I'm
shake my tree. If you don't want to make those speeches, honey, please don't mess around my tree. I got news for you, baby. Leave you here in misery.
Hour 48, question 4. Hour 48, question 4. When comic book character Crazy Cat adopts the persona of Don Quixote, he decides to guard a temporarily vacated candy company. At the same time, a villain plans a raid on that company. What is the name of that nasty villain? Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. Hour 48, question 4. When comic book character Crazy Cat adopts the persona of Don Quixote, he decides to guard a temporarily vacated candy company. At the same time, a villain plans a raid on that company. What is the last name of that nasty villain? The answer is Meow. The answer is Meow. Hour 48, question 5. Once again, get out your copy of the new Trivia Times, turning to picture number 22. Prior to gaining fame in the area of score composition and film, a conductor scored 4 of the first 7 episodes of a 1960s television science fiction series. What is the name of this series? Once again, get out your copy of the new Trivia Times, turning to picture number 22, prior to gaining fame in the area of score composition and films, a conductor scored 4 of the first 7 episodes of a 1960s television science fiction series. What is the name of that series?
Hello, darling. This is Louis, darling. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You lookin' swell, darling. I can tell, darling. You're still blowing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. I feel the room sway, but the band's playing one of our old favorite songs from way back when. So take a rap, fellas, find an empty lap, fellas, darling, never away again.
Hour 48, question 5. Once again, get out your copy of the new Trivia Times, turning to page number 22. Prior to gaining fame in the area of score composition in film, a conductor scored 4 of the first 7 episodes of a 1960s science fiction series. What is the name of this series?
Do 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 down, do be do down down. Comma, comma, down, do be do down down. Comma, comma, down, do be do down down. Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love away from me. If you go, then I'll be blue, 'cause breaking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight, and you kissed me all through the night. Think of all that we've been through, and breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up.
Down in the back, phones down in the back. Question 5. Once again, turn it to page 5. The 1960s science television series. Science fiction television series. What is the name of the series? The Lost in Space. Hour 48, question 6. Fictional King Boomer has a famed jersey hanging in his bedroom. What is the name and number on that jersey? Hour 48, question 6. Fictional King Boomer has a framed jersey hanging in his bedroom. What is the name and number on that jersey?
And Will Coleman. And even his eyes. I hurry to mine.
Hour 48, question 6. Hour 48, question 6. Fictional King Boomer.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Hour 48, question 6. Fictional King Boomer has a framed jersey hanging in his bedroom. What is the name and number on that jersey? The answer is Brock 28. The answer is Brock 28. Hour 48, question 7. During the 1998-1999 professional hockey season, a player in one game scored 5 different ways, even strength, shorthanded, power play, penalty shot, and empty net.
What is the first and last name of this player? Question number 7, hour 48. During the 1998-1999 professional hockey season, a player in one game scored 5 different ways, even strength, shorthanded, power play, penalty shot, and empty net. What is the first and last name of this player?
Just run and escape. Each place we go, so afraid that he might show. Yeah, run and scare. What would I do if he came back and wanted you? Just run and scare. Feeling low. Run and scare. You loved him so.
Hour 48, question 7. During the 1998-1999 professional hockey season, a player in one game scored 5 different ways, even strength, shorthanded, power play, penalty shot, and empty net. What is the first and last name of this player?
Phones down in the back.
question 7, hour 48. During the 1998-1999 professional hockey season, a player in one game scored 5 different ways, even strength, shorthanded, power play, penalty shot, and empty net. What is the first and last name of this player? The answer is Mario Lemieux. Mario Lemieux is your answer. Question 8, hour 48. According to a print advertisement for the Wall Street Journal, John DeButz, a CEO of AT&T, claims that he started reading the Wall Street Journal in 1952. In what city was he working at that time? Question 8, hour 48. According to a print advertisement for the Wall Street Journal, John DeButz, a CEO of AT&T, claims that he started reading the Wall Street Journal in 1952. In what city was he working at the time?
Here I am again, mama. I'm knocking on you.